Hey there, my name is Melissa Boyles. I'm a marketing manager over here at Code Technology, and today I'm joined with Mary Olson. Mary, can you please tell me a little bit about yourself and what makes you passionate about patient-reported outcomes?
Awesome. Absolutely, Melissa. Thanks for inviting me, by the way. You know, this is one of those passions of mine, so I'm very happy to share my thoughts with you today. But I've been in the healthcare industry for a very, very long time. I'm going to age myself, but over 37 years, I don't think I picked it. I think healthcare picked me. I think it chose me. I was a junior in high school, and back in the day, it was called on-the-job training, and placed me at 3M, large organization in Minnesota. Everybody knows Scotch Tape. So it was during that time at 3M that I became part of the medical imaging division, which really started and was a catalyst for me loving healthcare. And at the same time, I was diagnosed with a long-term gastrointestinal disorder, many family members in my life, dealing with different healthcare issues. So what it did is it gave me that exposure to healthcare services and healthcare processes that impact patients. It was that really got me on my start, sparked my passion to want to do something in the space to make it better.
So you see it truly from both angles as someone who has personal knowledge of the healthcare system from the patient perspective and as a practice hospital clinic advocate.
Absolutely. Personally and professionally, I have it from both angles. Even down to, I'm sure you've experienced it being a patient too, is those darn phone menus that patients have to go through. They drive me crazy. I want to fix all of them. So I do see it from both angles and want to make sure that whatever I choose to do in my career has a positive impact on patient care and even providers to make their life easier.
So as a Code employee and as our sales leader, can you tell me about your experiencing better healthcare from that front?
I believe that with my experience in healthcare, working with C-suite and healthcare leaders over 37 years, I have a very good understanding of what are their challenges. What have they had to do historically and what's coming up into the future? So I know who they are. I know usually what is impacting their role and how can I customize, cater, really focus on a solution that meets their business needs and their financial goals.
That's so important. A lot of people don't realize that Code isn't a one size fits all solution. It is truly tailored.
It is, absolutely. We can listen to what their business goals are and make sure that whatever data collection, whatever PRO collection, patient reported outcome collection, sorry, I threw an acronym in there, that it fits, that they're buying what they need to solve some mandates. The government's coming. It's out there again. The government's coming with a CMS guideline that's going to mandate for total hips and total knee procedures for inpatient, a mandated capture rate and a mandated function score delta. That is not a place where hospitals are set up operationally to satisfy something like that. A 50% capture rate up to 1 year post-op is not where hospitals should be spending their time. They should let someone like Code take that off their shoulders, take that off their plate.
I couldn't agree more. And I'm so happy you're kind of diving into the needs and challenges that you're seeing in these conversations. And can we dive in a little bit more about the CMS, is also known as IPPS?
Yes, exactly. So inpatient rule, final rule came out in 2022. And with that rule, healthcare organizations who care for Medicare patients will be required to capture patient-reported outcomes on total hip and total knee patients up to 1 year post-op, and also have a mandate of a function score delta of 20 and 22, respectively, on those patient populations. So hospitals will have to collect the data, find somebody to collect the data, if they're not going to choose someone like Code, and then ultimately get the data sent to CMS so they can check the box that this organization met the requirement and met the mandate. Again, not operationally a sweet spot for hospitals. Maybe pre-op they could handle, but 1 year post-op, not going to easily happen.
I was just about to say, having a champion whose job is to sustain that capture rate at those delayed timeframes is so crucial at keeping that capture rate healthy.
So true, Melissa.
So 2023, we are here. Do you want to dive into kind of the challenges healthcare has faced since that shutdown 3 years ago?
Healthcare systems are still being negatively impacted. They have the Great Resignation. They have healthcare workers getting out of the space totally. They are that burned out from what's just happened over the last several years. Many organizations don't have the luxury of the internal resources to help them collect consistently, on scale, and repeatable, especially as even these organizations, whether you're a healthcare system or a private practice, you're seeing a lot of mergers and acquisitions and people joining forces. So with that, so many organizations are focused on getting all the work done with merger and acquisition, that having a company like Code to take this off their plate is a big win for many organizations. So that's one challenge, just having the staff to do it. Private practices and health systems are still struggling, whether it's financially or staffing. They just haven't caught up yet. A lot of folks hurt financially because they weren't having the procedures done. Nobody was coming in there for a while.
Yeah, electives then, closed off.
Exactly, Melissa. With the electives not happening, even the outpatients, they weren't coming in either. So I'm glad to see a lot of that back on track. And that then leads me to another challenge that we're seeing. So many organizations now are either building or buying or finding some way to get involved with ambulatory surgery centers, because that is the shift we're seeing in the surgery space. Patients are being seen more at an outpatient facility versus inpatient. So there's a big push there. So it's interesting because now we've got this CMS that's an inpatient rule, but the majority of the procedures now are done outpatient. So I know CMS is going to catch up with that, but we are seeing a big push. And organizations, while they grow from a facility perspective that way and the outpatient facilities, again, need somebody who can keep an eye on these patient reported outcomes while they're focused on some other growth measures.
That's so true. With the industry shifting and all of these challenges and hurdles that have been thrown at the healthcare industry as a whole these past few years, having a partner who's focused, laser focused on building your registry, on getting that data is so important. Do you want to talk a little bit about what Code really does for our clients?
Oh my goodness. I have so many wonderful stories. I've been with Code for several years. So my arsenal of fun, powerful success stories is large, but I'm going to share a couple with you, some of my favorites. So we have an organization who we've been collecting data for a very long time. They're one of our longtime standing Code clients. And the dedicated Code account manager watching the store saw a spike in patient reported complications at one of the surgery locations. Now, not everybody's able to unpack this. You have to really be a trained pro eye. You have to understand what the data is telling you. And that's what the Code account managers are. They have that skill. So in this particular situation, the client dedicated Code account manager saw this spike in patient reported complications. So she unpacked that a little bit more, contacted the client, found out post-op infections increased at a site that changed their OR cleaning practices. We do take it to another level. We become consultative. We unpack the data. We look at it to see what it's telling us. Not everybody has that skill set. Our team has that skill set. We can help organizations.
Yeah, we're transforming that data into actionable insight that businesses can use to better themselves.
And using that data too, just to find ways to work collectively and in harmony with payers, because oftentimes it's a head-to-head battle sometimes with those payers, but being able to bring the data to the payers, to whether it's an increased reimbursement or a way to get a procedure added to the approved list. There's so many use cases here that can and will come out of good, high quality patient reported outcome data.
And I wanted to touch back on this Code account manager. So that's a Code employee whose job is to champion your program. And you're saying in Forte's example, they threw up the red flag. They're like, hey, what's going on?
Exactly. They raise the flag and then also take it to the next step to unhelp, not maybe totally unpack it because we don't have access to all of the data, but to ask the right questions of the client to help them unpack it, to say, this is where we need to go look. This is what the data is telling us. This is where we need to talk about this internally and collectively to see why this is happening.
And you don't get that across the board. That is someone who's in that data, who's in the app all day, every day, who had that little moment, that light bulb moment was, hey, we needed to have a conversation about this.
Exactly. Even though we have those quarterly calls, they're dedicated calls every quarter. Each client has that with their dedicated account manager. It's sometimes these off quarter reviews that spark some great content, great conversations. And that also takes us back to a comment that we just talked about, staffing. We are an extension of these organizations. They don't have the staff to do that work. They don't have the trained staff to think about the questions to ask, to be able to plug whatever this spike is or whatever the problem is or the red flag is. So we are the ones that become that extension of their organization. I say often that we bring the humans.
So you just brought up a great example of how Code Technology does so much more than just patient report outcome collection. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Not just the account manager, but we also have an incredible data warehouse that is the source of one of the highest collection of patient reported outcome data in the United States.
Oh, true.
We are driven by data. And if we don't have data, we cannot make educated decisions. So we are proud at Code. We're very proud of the data that we collect, the quantity by which we collect. So in addition to that human that we bring to organizations, we also have the ability to help their research team, to help individuals that are passionate about telling a story with the data, to proving a theory, to proving a hypothesis. We are seeing more patients with comorbidities. I mean, how can we really take this data and aggregate it and bring it together to come up with better care plans, better ideas, better pathways, better quality programs?
It's one of the few places where you can really benchmark against high quality information, surgeon level and procedure level, on geographical location.
Yeah, exactly. All the above, Melissa. What I do love too about that is we, again, the shift from the inpatient to the outpatient. It's not just going to happen just because we think it's nice to let the patient go to the outpatient. We're going to track their outcomes to make sure it makes sense from a healthcare perspective. Will that patient get the same or better outcomes at another facility? If the answer is yes, yeah, let's rock it out. Let's keep going to the ambulatory surgery centers. If not, what are we going to do to make an improvement? The other part of that is the benchmarking data. So many of our physicians want to know how they stack up. How are they doing? How do they look compared to the United States average? How do they look compared to their colleagues at their location or their facility or their organization, their specialty? With this data warehouse that Code has, we can do all of those benchmarkings. We can do it based on a certain procedure. We can do it based on the organization. We can base it on location, like you said, on geography. And those are so important. And we're also seeing this tip into the term, it's so broad, but it is the population health management. And how can we take this data, tie it to population health management, tie it to social determinants of health, tie it all together in a way to tell a story that's going to make a difference for patients and a difference for the healthcare organization as a whole.
And we can tell that story because we're collecting on organizations of all shapes and sizes.
Right.
It's awesome that organizations can use PRO insights to make truly inspired business decisions and quickly. But beyond those immediate betterments, the quick wins, what role do you see patient report outcomes playing in the future of healthcare?
Wow, that is a loaded question because there is so much I see happening. So first, let's talk about healthcare is also focused on doing things that are minimally invasive, that are non-surgical. So again, regenerative medicine is tapping in. So with those approaches that are not all covered by insurance yet, we need that data to support that. So with that focus on other than a surgery, what can we do to help this patient get better? You're going to see data needing to help level that out, level the playing field? Like, does it make sense for this patient to have a non-operative approach? Does it make sense to do a robotic approach versus a standard approach for the surgery? All of those things can be determined through data. Whether it is patient-reported outcomes alone, or if you're pairing it with clinician outcome data, all of this data will help us tell that story better.
You're really looping together one of the big industry terms right now, which is value-based healthcare.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the relationship between value-based healthcare and outcomes is necessary. If we're putting the customer at the center of the conversation, we need to get their input.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How can you change things if you don't have the information or the data to tell you what to change? You can't. There is just so much going on from the shift from fee-for-service to value-based care. You need to track quality. You need data for predictive analytics. That's the wave. That's coming. It's here already. It's just, again, getting all the data together to really tell the story, to predict what might happen for this particular patient, the outcomes that we might see if a patient has a BMI of this and they're a smoker. Being able to share that data with the patient to support shared decision-making. Folks that are tracking implants, is this implant going to fail and when?
And that's just scratching the surface.
It is just scratching the surface, absolutely.
And it's crazy how that long list of advantages is really just the tip of the iceberg. So mm-hmm. If we take a second and zoom out and take a look at just like how deep this metaphorical iceberg is in the next 5 to 10 years, where do you see the healthcare industry evolving and where do you think it's going to impact patient-reported outcomes?
I do see more of those non-operative, minimally invasive, regenerative medicine approaches growing. I do see population health management taking on more of a role. It's already here. It's been here for years. It's such a broad topic. What data do we need to pair together to really tell that population health management story? Shared decision-making, all again, been here for a long time, but how are we going to use patient-reported outcome data? There is a big shift, and not a shift necessarily as a focus, in the AAOS group. Mm-hmm. And with AAOS, trying to bring patient-reported outcomes to the bedside to use as part of shared decision-making. I think we're going to see more of a broadening of data collection. And I think you're going to see more registries that come along with that too, with other specialties. We've seen patient reported outcomes come most oftentimes based on those that are procedures that are the highest reimbursement. Yeah. I think what we're going to see now is, okay, we got this figured out. We know how to collect, but what about all the other specialties? How can we, as a healthcare organization, as a specialty outside of like orthopedics, which was one of the first because of the highest reimbursements, how can we bring everybody else to the outcome data party? How can a healthcare organization track patients regardless of where they're coming in, which specialty they're coming in, facility they're coming into? Again, orthopedics pretty much started it, but now we're seeing definitely a tipping point with other specialties as they are looking for ways to have similar type data. And I believe you're going to see more predictive. How can we use this data and start predicting? How can we use this data to get into the hands of researchers who are going to make a difference, finding cures and finding better care pathways, better ways to work with patients who are high risk? Yeah. So having that data to support those efforts, getting into the right hands for prevention and progression of this movement, that's where I believe we're heading into a better patient-reported outcomes place.
I 110% agree. And I really like the point you brought up about scalability and how other professions will adopt PROs as the backbone of value-based care, better care.
Yes.
And I'm going to bring it up and locking in funding.
Yeah, there is definitely dollar signs attached to this. So if we can use the data for good, I truly believe, as many healthcare organizations saying, oh, it's not in my budget, I can't find the money. If they truly understand the value and the power of patient-reported outcomes, they will find the money. We can help them make that happen at CODE. You know, some people tease that it takes so long to turn that ship. And I truly believe patient-reported outcomes and these large data lakes and these large data warehouses are going to be a catalyst to turn the ship.
They will be. CMS, IPPS.
Yeah, AAOS. Yes, definitely going to be helping push this along.
And if you don't start collecting now, you're going to be behind that curve.
Truly. Well said. It will be behind the curve. If somebody has to be first, somebody has to be last. It's going to happen. So how can we help organizations get there so that they can take advantage of the power of the data sooner?
Yes. And we're having clients who are reaching a huge database, who have years and years and years of collections for reference, for benchmarking, for betterment measurement.
Now, there are organizations out there that do their own work, that do their own collection, that have their own data warehouse, if you will. But who are they comparing to? Who are they benchmarking to? Themselves? Really, to make a difference, they need the opportunity to take it outside of themselves, to take it to the next level with another organization or US as a whole, or even broader than that, if they so wish. But really, just to be able to have a data warehouse to see how you compare as an organization, that alone is one of the differentiators of CODE. We have that.
Well, Mary, I know we could talk about patient reported outcomes and their value to the
hours.
For days.
Yeah, not hours, days, right? Days.
What would you say to someone who's looking to implement a patient reported outcomes, who's looking to optimize their current outcomes program right now?
I would say let CODE help you. And I'm not saying that from a salesperson perspective. I am passionate and empathetic to the challenges that these healthcare organizations have. Let CODE help you with that. Let CODE be that extension of you. Let CODE get that data for you so you can start making a difference in your world, in your organization. Let's go find that money, because of course it's not free, but let us get started. Just start. Even if it's on a small scale of total hips and total knees, let's just get started.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Mary.
I appreciate being asked. Thank you so much, Melissa.